Hey gang, Sean Hannity here with breaking news. Breaking news. No, it's not breaking news. It's National People Radio. It is Patrick Slattery and Jeremy, and we are here with breaking news. Everything on the Trump election. But first, the mandatory shilling. This is RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. And it's not just mandatory shilling, it's voluntary, because we mean it. Everything is getting shut down, everything is being deplatformed, but RBN is still here. It's not necessarily going to be here forever unless you send shekels. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, keep it going, because there's not going to be much left, and so you want to do that. Go to nationalbugle.com, read the articles, and download the Koshertified app, which is the app that will help you live a non-kosher certified lifestyle. You don't have to eat kosher food if you don't want to. You can find non-kosher certified food with the app. We're going to add a new feature to keep Tim Cook off your back, because Tim Cook, he's a weird guy. And he's totally gay. And Koshertified is totally not gay. It's not particularly homophobic or anything, but it's just like, you know, alpha, that's all. All right, anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, but thankfully it's over. And Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on another exciting episode of the Patrick and Jeremy Show. And I'm ready to get this thing going. What do you got for me tonight?
Okay, so there is breaking news. There's lots of stuff going on. All right, so of course we're in the middle of a weird revolution. It could have been a color revolution, but typically the color revolution is when people go out and protest an election that they claim was stolen. But here they've actually stolen an election, and the people who are going out claiming it was stolen are the good guys. So is it a black and white revolution? I don't know. It's a white revolution, maybe. I don't know what's going on. But at any rate,
a reversal? A reverse color revolution?
It could be. I don't know. Whatever happens, here's the thing. If Biden is inaugurated and then Harris would likely eventually become president, but even if she doesn't, I mean, Biden is just... I watched the end of the story with Martha McCollum, which comes on right before Tucker's show. So I listened to about the last 12 minutes of it. And she had on that weird guy, Trey Gowdy, who's got more hairstyles than Hillary Clinton. And they were going over the possibilities of the Biden cabinet and talking about this person being appointed or that person being appointed. And the thing is, they're like incredibly awful people. Not that Trump had good people in his cabinet, but these people are out to get us. They hate us. And the so-called left, you know, in the old days, the left, you know, is communist versus whatever. No, the left now isn't anything that would have been identifiable really as communist in the second half of the 20th century. Maybe the first half when they had the Bolshevik Revolution. But this, what holds the so-called left together, their defining feature is hatred of white men and white women who are married to white men and white children who grow up in families with white parents. That's basically it. I mean, if you want...
Yeah, to, I mean...
Yeah?
Didn't the left, you know, 30, 40 years ago, the left wanted to energize white men as the working class and get them to come together and push back against the capitalist establishment, right? Wasn't that typically what the platform was of the left, even communists?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the 70s, the blacks didn't play that much of a part in things. Jesse Jackson, I don't think had particularly evil motives, but Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow Coalition, he started focusing on black voters and Hispanic voters, which in the 80s didn't amount to a whole lot. And I don't think Jesse Jackson, he was trying to reach out to minority voters, but it really wasn't, he wasn't bad mouthing white people. Like there's day and night between Jesse Jackson 1980s and what's going on here now. But anyway, what I was getting to is, so if Biden and Harris take over, it's just going to be open season on white men and their white families. If Trump manages to hang on, it's hard to imagine him remaining the Trump of the first term, where, you know, he was black unemployment at lowest levels and never says white people at all. I think if he hangs on to the White House, it's got to be a very different Donald Trump. It can't be as if they never did this to us. It can't be as if they never tried to fake an election and terminate the Republic. So I think it will be different. But anyway, so let's get to, unless, before I get to the breaking news, if you want to comment on that.
Yeah, it'll never be the same. Nothing will ever be the same because we know what they're capable of. We know that they're capable of hoaxing an American election, and we're going to have to put measures in place to stop that from happening again. That's why it's important for them as much as it is for us. They know that we know, and they know that we're going to stop this from happening. So it's important for them to get away with this. Yeah. But go ahead with the breaking.
2020. So you hoax the virus to take away people's personal freedoms, freedom of movement, freedom of association, not just choosing who they associate with, but being able to associate with anybody at all. And then hoaxing this election in order to terminate the Republic. I mean, wow. But here's the breaking news. Okay. There's a bunch of breaking news. But as Rudy Giuliani presents Pennsylvania federal case, Trump campaign nears judgment day in multiple court fights. So this is ABC News. And the important thing is that Rudy Giuliani, he got himself, you have to jump through a particular hoop if you're going to present a law case out of in a state you're not licensed. He's done that. So he is presenting this case in, I think, in Harrisburg. It's in somewhere in Pennsylvania. And we'll later on in the week, we'll get into the nuts and bolts of what's going on. But here's actually the first paragraph. And I just thought the first paragraph or two were just laughable. So it's not in Harrisburg. It's in Williamsport, where they have the Little League World Series, which is somewhat north of, I think it's north of Harrisburg. Anyway, in a hearing in a U.S. District Court in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Rudy Giuliani presented to a judge the case that Donald Trump has been trying to make for weeks to the American people, claiming without evidence that the campaign could show that 1.5 million Pennsylvania ballots were somehow illegally counted. I mean, this thing, without evidence, here's Rudy Giuliani, and he's got all this evidence that he's about to show to a judge, and they keep saying without evidence. It's like they've got their hands over their eyes. It's like the monkeys, see no evil, speak no evil, except it's pretty evil. And then one next paragraph, but an attorney for the state's top election official shot back that Giuliani was making an argument that was simply not supported in the court record. There's no claim that anyone not eligible to vote, in fact, voted. Except for the dead people, said counsel Daniel Donovan. And there's no claim of voter fraud. Isn't there a claim? Aren't people claiming that there was voter fraud? What do you think?
I mean, we're reaching levels of 1984 that shouldn't even be possible. With all of the doublespeak and just the plain out gaslighting, it shows their desperation, doesn't it? I mean, the fact that they're pushing so hard against this, it reeks of desperation. And if it was truly a clear Biden win, they would welcome any type of investigation. Truth fears no investigation, right? That's the talking point of the alt-right when it comes to the Holocaust. But just like the Holocaust, upon scrutiny, this whole election with Biden winning just falls apart. And they want to avoid the scrutiny. And that's what I'm reading from the mainstream media, is that desperation and an obvious attempt to avoid scrutinization and just push us on into this Biden-Harris era. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, and then there's, as I'm looking at this article, and they've got some video feed, and I've got it muted. And there's, what's her name? Martha, she's ABC News, Martha Radcliffe, or I don't know what her last name is, but she was a moderator in one of the 2016 debates. And then she, when the 2016 election night, she was actually crying when she realized, crying on air when she realized that Hillary lost. And so, yeah, this is ABC News. Yeah, they're not the most trusted name in news. You know who is the most trusted name in news?
Well, I think it's the Daily Storm and Andrew England, but what is your answer?
Yeah, it is. You're right. You got that one right. I was just moving over to that. Oh, he's got up here, Tucker calls out the Great Reset, says lockdowns are a globalist conspiracy. He's had a few good shows this week. He's had some shows that were just kind of like, I don't know, where he's just treading water. Let's go over, though, to here's more breaking news. This is from Zero Hedge. And earlier in the day, there had been reports that the Board of Canvassers, who I guess they have to certify the election in Wayne County, Michigan, which is where Detroit is. Earlier today, there had been breaking news that the Board County Board of Canvassers, which is four people, two Democrats and two Republicans, was deadlocked, that they would not certify the election in Wayne County. And there was a tweet from somebody saying, well, you know, this, if they don't certify the election in this biggest county in Michigan, then the you know, state of Michigan probably won't be able to certify its election, and therefore that clears the way for the Republican-dominated legislature to appoint electors. But this is later, so this is from Zero Hedge, and this is from later in the day. It says, since 2020 wouldn't be complete without officials flip-flopping during major elections, the Wayne County Board of Canvassers unanimously voted to certify the results of the November 3rd election. I think that was written kind of strangely. Hours after two Republicans on the board refused to do so. But the board has called on Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to conduct an audit of irregularities in the county. Well, here's the thing. So basically, I guess they cooked. They had taken a position, which would have been a big deal position, and now they've certified the election, and they're kicking the can to Jocelyn Benson. I wonder what she looks like. And they're asking her to conduct an audit of irregularities. Yeah, I'm sure that's gonna do a whole lot. Yeah, she's some blonde lady, Jocelyn Benson. I don't imagine she could be a Republican. So anyway, but in the end, that doesn't matter that much. If the Michigan Assembly wants to, if they want to appoint electors, they can appoint electors, no matter whether this is certified or not. So what do you think of that?
Well, they seem to have caught on, and I'm sure they knew from the beginning what the play is. And the play here is to stop the legislatures of these states from sending in a clean slate of electors, which they could do right now. That is totally within their power, as they see the evidence of fraud. And so the play is to try to certify the election and have them not do that. But, you know, that seems to be what I see going on in this article that you've read out here, is that they're trying to get this thing certified and avoiding that whole thing in Michigan.
Yeah, and so this Jocelyn Benson, she is a Democrat. She was elected in 2018, so it's an elected position. So that's how that goes. So there's a whole bunch going on. And then, of course, there's all of this stuff being revealed about the Dominion voting systems, as well as what is it called? Votronics or something?
Right.
And one of the major shareholders in one of the two, I can't remember, seems to be somebody with a lot of connections to Antifa, or consider himself to be an Antifa, and was on some sort of like Zoom call with other Antifa earlier in the year, guaranteeing, he's saying, oh, Trump's not going to win the election. I've made sure of that. So there's all this stuff going on. And the whole question is whether Republicans in a position to do something about it will do something about it. So now you heard Rush Limbaugh today. What's Rush Limbaugh talking about?
Well, Rush is fairly confident that Trump's legal team has this under control, and that Trump is not worried about anything that's going on, because the legal team has the evidence, insurmountable evidence, that can prove that there is like mountains of election fraud, and so everybody's fairly confident. I mean, what have you heard on this?
Well, so you know, I'm looking at. On the one hand, you had the big rally in Washington, D.C. You have reports that 83% of Republican voters think that the election was stolen. So there seems to be pretty widespread consensus among rank-and-file Republicans that this was stolen. Now, when you look at opinion leaders, you know, Tucker and Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, they seem to be on board with Trump. You know, Tucker is always a little bit circumspect. He's like, well, we can't prove anything, but there's a lot of questions that need to be asked. Whereas Hannity is kind of a political hack, but right now he's a hack on our side. And so he's just saying it was a stolen election. But then, you know, the show before Tucker, as I mentioned today with Martha McCollum, she's just talking about President Biden's new cabinet. And then you think of, you know, I just mentioned these are lower level people, but the board of canvassers in Wayne County, two Republicans who took a stand for a couple of hours and then bowed to the pressure. Then you think of the Secretary of State of Georgia, who is a Republican, but apparently signed some sort of agreement with Stacey Abrams, the failed Democratic candidate for governor in Georgia, the obese black woman. And now you've got a lot of, I guess, the GOP Republican establishment in Georgia is calling on him to resign, because even though he's a Republican, he signed off on all of these fake measures to have mail-in voting and other things. Anyway, we're up on the break, but we'll be right back. Danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
So President Trump, he's got a couple of high-profile lawyers. He's got Rudy Giuliani, who we're talking about. And then he's got this woman who was a federal prosecutor. She was General Flynn's lawyer. What's her name?
Sidney Powell. And
how confident is she?
Rush played clips of her today. She has a very, very good reputation. So much so that the left actually has been hesitant to attack her. Almost as if they're afraid of her. I don't know. But Sidney Powell was making statements today saying, you know, we have the evidence and we're going to drop it when we get ready to. And she didn't talk in that high-pitched valley girl, right? She didn't have that Beach Friends accent like, we have the evidence and stuff. No, she like was very, very professional. And she seems confident in this. So I think the left is scared of this female lawyer. And I think Trump actually made a good pick in her.
Yeah. And I think she's the person who wound up getting General Flynn off the hook for whatever entrapment that he was in.
Yep.
Now she does. Oh, yeah. I guess she does have a Wikipedia page. So she's what, 65 years old. So she's been around a bit. Yeah, they are afraid of her. And she was on the talk shows over the weekend saying that they've got the evidence that I guess he's concentrating on the voting machines. Maybe Rudy Giuliani is, maybe he's concentrating more on dead people voting and the counting being, you know, the votes being counted in secret, which I think is kind of a problem. And she seems to be going into the systems, the voting systems, saying that they didn't flip thousands of votes, they flipped millions of votes, that Trump won in a landslide. And, you know, you look around, Biden was so ridiculous. I mean, he didn't campaign when they would have an event for him. It would be in front of folding chairs with his own staffers. There was no real people. It was like a completely phantom campaign. There was no enthusiasm. And I mean, yeah, I know there are a lot of people who have been completely brainwashed, but is wearing masks everywhere all the time, canceling Thanksgiving and Christmas, black riots, are these really majoritarian positions? Are these really positions that are going to win you an election?
No, that's a very good point. I mean, I don't think Biden is nowhere near winning the populace. And that's how I think even people on the left, on the principal left, know that this is totally fake and this election was rigged. None of this is popular. Absolutely none of it. And that was seen very clearly in Biden's lame attempt in what little campaigning that he did. As you say, campaigning to empty chairs or to a group of, you know, 15 staffers who tried to clap and sound really loud when he was done. No, he is not popular with the American public whatsoever.
And just think of the way he would interact with voters. Like, he'd ask somebody a question, and then they'd answer it and says, "Well, you're a dog-faced lion pony soldier." Or another guy, he challenges them to push-up contest.
Everybody sees – this is what's frustrating about it. Is everybody sees it. Everybody sees that it's so astroturfed, this guy's campaign. And so when he wins by these huge – I mean, you know, millions of votes over Trump, supposedly. Everybody sees that it's so fake and gay, but yet the left, even rank and file regular Democrats, just go along with it. I mean, it's like they're brainwashed or something. So, sort of like how they go along with the coronavirus lockdown. Just like, dude, you know this is not a deadly virus. You know this is not like killing people. You know, it's just unhealthy people that are dying from this. Mm-hmm. You know it. Why won't you just admit it? But they won't. Similarly, they won't admit that Biden didn't really win. This was all fake. And that's what's frustrating to me, is the left, the rank and file left, not admitting it. They're just going along with it. They're brainwashed.
Well, they do. I mean, they do have a lot of people freaked out about coronavirus. So I was talking to a couple of people who are in their 60s today, and they're both overweight, and they're afraid of the coronavirus. But, you know, even if you're overweight and in your 60s, you're probably not that much at risk. If you're overweight and you're in your late 70s, maybe. But so here's we're coming up on the break, but here's the thing. You've got, like I said before, this the unifying principle of the so-called left is antipathy, even hatred of white men and their families, and their white families. And I think a lot of people go along with all of this nonsense because they feel that they are either going to get some of the spoils from the carcass of the white men and their families, or are already getting it and want to preserve it. And I'll explain more on the way on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We are back. Well, okay, so the white, you know, I used to talk about Zionists or Jews riding the zombie corpse of the white race to world domination. But, you know, now I'm talking more about feeding on a carcass or something. So I said that there's lots of people who are going along with all of this nonsense because they feel they're getting something out of pillaging white men and their families, white men and their white families specifically, and or they're going to get something out of it. So, for instance, let's just talk about the gays or the lesbians, all right? So they've got their gay marriage. You've got lesbians who can, you know, they've got wombs and they can even have babies and nobody can stop them. But of course, they feel that if you know, Biden's elected, well, maybe people have to wear masks and maybe there will be a depression, but they can continue to be gay married and raise children without men, right? If you're a black. You feel like, you're going to get more of them programs. You're going to get more affirmative action. You get to, you know, pose in a, not just a cap and gown at high school, but you get to like what's her name? Obama. What's her name? Michelle Obama. You get to pretend to have gotten a degree from Princeton, right? And have all those stories.
Isn't it Michael Obama? It's Michael Obama.
I just think she's a very masculine woman. I don't think she is a tranny. I really don't. I just think she's just kind of a very high testosterone woman.
You're assuming gender, though. You're assuming her gender. You're assuming it's gender. I'm sorry. I'm making a joke. Go ahead, Patrick.
What are her pronouns? Would have to, like, I couldn't say her pronouns on RBN, right?
That's a man, baby.
This mofo, that mofo. I don't know. I hope that. Do I have to delete that? Do I have to bleep that?
No, we were good. Go ahead.
Okay, we're good with that. You know, and just going along the same line, if you are, maybe if you're not all Asians and not all Hispanics, but some Asians and some Hispanics who want to bring your well, for the Chinese, they want to bring their parents over because they don't have brothers or sisters or cousins or aunts or uncles because of the one-child policy. But they do have parents who are in China effectively reverse orphaned because they could only have one child and now that child's in America. And they want to bring them over, which doesn't do too much demographic harm to us because the old parents aren't going to have any children. But they do go on Obamacare and whatnot, and it costs us a lot of money. But, you know, like Vietnamese do the chain migration. Indians do the chain migration. And Hispanics do the chain migration. And then Africans do it big time. And so, you know, they want something. They want something from by dispossessing white people. And so all these different peoples that you know, the Jews have what do you call it, incited or incentivized against white people, they'll go along with the masks, they'll go along with the nonsense. They don't care about freedom of speech. They're here for pillaging what white men and their white families were able to build and accumulate over these past four centuries. What do you think of that?
Yeah, agreed. I mean, the destruction of the white European race in America has been the, that's been the top of the agenda, you know, since 1965. And, you know, with that comes the decline of the entire West and America itself. So, yeah, I'm totally agreed.
Yeah, and I say white men and their white families because, like, white women who are married to white men, yeah, they're Karens, and they're despised. The white children are obviously the same. If you're a white woman and you're married to a black, then you're virtuous. Or you don't have to be married to. If you just have black kids, you're virtuous, you know. And I'm seeing more than I ever imagined just in the past year or so. I mean, I'm just astounded that how often I'm seeing just white women walking around with nappy haired mulatto children. It's so common, and they're virtuous. And then if you're just a white woman who's single and never got married, that's okay too. Or if you know, if you're a white woman who doesn't have a white man, but you have kids, you're a single mother, you're virtuous, you know. It really, I remember Dennis Miller on Saturday Night Live when he used to do the news, and I think this was like in 1993 or 1994, and it was when maybe it was earlier than that, maybe he was, but it was, I think, the first projection that whites were going to become a minority. Maybe the whites had just become a minority in New York City, and he just laughed and turned to, was it Chris Rock or someone, and just started like saying, "Now the man is getting me down. I got the man on me," and started. But it was. He thought it was funny at the time, but of course now it's going on all over, and it's really not that funny.
Not funny at all. Not funny at all. But I mean, this this whole election could be a turning point, you know, in the anti-whiteness that the next administration could bring. And so, you know, everything is important. We got a runoff Senate race in Georgia, right? Is there some fakery going on there? Maybe Democrats trying to move into the state to vote Democrat. Even Andrew Yang is backing this up. I thought he was pro-white, but I think he's overall getting on with the anti-white agenda.
Well, so, okay, what about Andrew Yang?
I saw this in a Stormer article that many Democrats are planning to move from California into Georgia to try to affect the Senate runoff race that will happen this January. Because, I mean, currently we're sitting at a 50-50 Senate, you know, Republican and Democrat.
Yeah, we've got Cabal, what have we got? 40, is it
48-50, you're right. 48-50.
That's right, 48-50.
And if Democrats win in Georgia, then we'll have a 50-50 with Kamala Harris being the top.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right? So the push, it's like not even – it's secret. Like, this is illegal, if I understand correctly, and you as a political scientist can weigh in to tell me if I'm off on this, but they're telling Democrats to move to Georgia simply to vote for the Democrat and get that 50-50 Senate balance so that Kamala Harris can be the tiebreaker. That's what's going on. And Andrew Yang, and I'm so ashamed of ever having said anything good about this person, he said that Evelyn and I are moving to Georgia to help Ossoff, that's the Jewish Democrat senator there, and Reverend Warnock win. This is our only chance to clear Mitch out of the way and to help Joe and Kamala get things done in the next 4 years. More details to come, but let's go. Andrew Yang, you're a total cuck. This negates everything that you said that was good when you tried to stand up for the white race. You're totally negated because you are siding with the two people that would totally and completely clamp down on white people in America and destroy this country. Andrew Yang is a total cuck, and I completely renounce him, and he needs to go back to whatever Eastern country that he comes from. I don't know where he comes from.
I guess he was born here, but he must have been born here. He wouldn't have been running for president. But his parents are from Taiwan.
I'm being racist right now, and I'm ranting. What's his nationality?
I believe he's Taiwanese, which is Chinese.
There you go. Back to Taiwan and quit destroying our country. That's my words. I'm pretty harsh tonight, Patrick. You might have to rein me in.
Yeah, well, I'm not very pleased with it myself. So it's now. Here's the thing, though. Do you really think that they have to move to with all the mail-in voting? You think they actually have to move to Georgia and physically be in Georgia in order to vote? Don't you think that all they need in order to register to vote is probably like a utility receipt or something like that? And those are probably pretty easy to fraud or counterfeit. I think there's probably a lot of potential for people from California or wherever to vote in the Georgia election without ever setting foot in Georgia.
In 2020, absolutely. Anything's possible. I mean, this is the year of the hoax.
And then, you know, so much is
remember, What's that song, The Year of the Cat?
Yes.
Change that to the year of the hoax, you know, and that's what this year is. Everything has been a hoax. They're coronavirus. They're going to hoax Thanksgiving and Christmas, and now they're hoaxing the election. And it's just anything's possible.
I'm going to get Engelbert Poindexter working on that, the year of the hoax.
You should.
Yeah, he's kind of busy these days, though.
At any rate, you're totally correct. I mean, they don't even have to move there. But that is what Democrats are openly calling for, which is illegal, to move to another state for the purpose of influencing a Senate election. How's that legal? I guess that's current year. We're in current.
It's my understanding that you can vote. I mean, if you move to another state, you can register. You need to register 30 days before election, typically. But the thing is, you have to be there with the intention of staying. And if you're
they can hoax that real easy. I mean, just go rent a house. These people have money. And vote, and then be like, oh, well, I guess we're just going to move on back down. There's no checks and balances, right? There's no way for anybody to say, well, you just moved here to vote. There's plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. And all of this just to get, you know, the senile old bastard and his Jamaican whore into office so that they can oppress us, the American people, and totally destroy our republic. That's their new title, Biden and Harris. Senile old bastard and the Jamaican whore.
Good. Hey, speaking of that, and she is a Jamaican. Well, she's only half Jamaican. she's 100% whore, that's for sure. But she's only half Jamaican. speaking of Biden, a friend sent me a video tonight. It was an excerpt from a 2008 I guess probably the debate took place in 2007, but it was the 2008 Democratic primaries. And of course, you had Hillary running, you had Obama running, Biden was running. Who else was running? Was John Edwards running? I think John Edwards was running. And it was one of the early debates. And former Senator Gravel, what was his name? Mike Gravel, who was from Alaska. I think he was only a one-term senator. Maybe he was two terms. He was the guy who filibustered and ended the draft back in 1973. I think he also read the Pentagon Papers into the Senate records so that they could be public. But at any rate, it was from this debate, and he was saying, you know, some of these other people on the stage, they really frightened me, and he was just going into all the wars, and he said if is pointing at Hillary, and he said, if you're talking about Iran and you say all options are on the table, you're talking about nuclear weapons. And, you know, if I'm president, we're never going to have preemptive nuking of other countries. And so the moderator asked, well, who are you talking about? And he says, all these top tier candidates. And I'll throw in Biden, too. He's so smug. Indicating that Biden's not even top tier, but he'll throw him in too because he's so smug. And Biden was smirking, and Hillary was smirking. Dennis Kucinich, who was like at the podium next to Gravel, wasn't smirking. And so those were the two that were anti-war. But he went on a rant, and it was so on target. And of course, nobody ever voted for Biden. And as you recall, a year ago, you were predicting that Biden would be the Democratic nominee, and I was saying that he wouldn't get a single delegate. And here we are now with the possibility that he'll actually be inaugurated. I say possibility. I would still give Trump at least 60-40 odds.
Well, the Trump legal team is very confident, and I think that there is more here than meets the eye. Apparently, they have a fire hose of evidence coming in, so much that they can't even process it. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, the accusation is that Dominion, part of it at least, Dominion has Dominion voting systems can be accessed through the internet. Votes can be read and flipped in real time. And this, it's not even new that this was done in California in 2016. And that's part of the reason that Hillary, you know, she ran up the vote total so much in California. You've got, you know, things that you've heard Tucker say, like, or Sean Hannity say, Texas wouldn't use the Dominion because there was obvious security issues with it, and they wouldn't, they wouldn't clean it up. So there's just so much fraud going on. And the idea that, well, OK, we'll let them get away with it this time, but we're going to win the next election. No, it's not going to happen. If they get away with this, it's the end. It's the end of the republic. And a lot of us will have to start thinking about Plan B for our lives.
And all right. What did they do in the 2018 when they won the House?
Yeah, they won that. They won the House. There was like 20 elections that weren't decided on election night or the next day, and I guess it was a combination of courts and recounts and whatnot, and they won every single one. All right, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Back, and like I said, I think Trump is going to pull this out, but if we did have Biden, well, I guess the silver lining is we'd have lots of lockdowns.
Speaking of which, there are insane lockdowns coming just in time for Thanksgiving, as we predicted. We predicted this, that they're going to lock us down for Christmas and Thanksgiving to make us as miserable as possible so that the American public will gladly receive a horrible DNA altering vaccine, just anything to get out of these lockdowns. But Anyway, I'm pulling this off of the Stormer, which is the trusted name in news. The mommy governors are issuing insane, tyrannical new lockdown decrees. Several American states have announced that new lockdowns, despite there being no evidence that the lockdowns do anything to stop the spread of the virus in the long term, according to Fox News and tweets from the governors themselves. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, actually that's Slutmore, issued an emergency order that enacts a three-week pause targeting indoor social gatherings and other group activities to curb the state's rising COVID-19 infection rates. So didn't this female just get slapped down by her own state Supreme Court? And yet she's still issuing mandates. Even the sheriffs in her state are not enforcing this. It's so pathetic. It's completely pathetic. Law enforcement is doing the right thing and not enforcing these unconstitutional mandates. What's going on with this chick?
Well, I think she thought she was going to be vice president for a while. I don't know what she's thinking now. If she's governor of a state, does she want to be in the Biden cabinet? Does she want to be relevant? When would she run? By the time, you know, she gets a chance to run for president, if that's what she wants to do. I don't know what's going on with her. I just don't know what's going on with her.
And then you got Jay Inslee, a total fake and gay governor. That's an acronym there. He writes in Twitter today, the most dangerous public health day in the last 100 years of our state's history. A pandemic is raging in Washington, and we are taking action to stop it. So this Jay Inslee is instituting unconstitutional lockdowns. I mean, it's all over. So this is going to completely collapse the economy. It's going to just further enrage the people. And these governors don't care. I guess they're getting money to do this. That's got to be their motivation, right? I mean, they're getting paid to do this. There's some kind of incentive for them to enrage their constituents. They know they're not going to win re-election. None of these governors are.
They won't win re-election because the elections can all be fake now.
Exactly. So either they're getting paid so much that they don't care, or they just know they're just going to win because elections are fake and gay now.
Well, that's their team now. This is their team, and that's the team's program. And if what happens if they don't do it? What happens if there was a Democrat who stood up and said, "Hey, this stuff is fake"? What happens to that person?
Well, they wouldn't get the state money that COVID-19 allows them.
Yeah,
that they're probably lining in their pockets with.
Well,
so it's a win-win. If they go along with the lockdowns, they get the state money, they line their pockets. And they don't have to worry about their constituents because elections are done in America.
Yep.
The Republic is done.
Yep, because people could die in elections. All right. Well, thank you for joining me. That's all the time we have. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Patrick. And you got to stay classy. And I'll be in.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National People Radio.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.